This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who challenged President Nicolas Maduro became the focus of a criminal probe on Monday, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and its leader, Maria Corina Machado, over their call on the armed forces to abandon their support for President Nicolas Maduro and to stop repressing demonstrators. Attorney General Tarek William Saab's statement tied the investigation directly to a written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier about Maduro and the demonstrators who have come out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Authorities have declared Maduro the victor in last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. I'm Norman Hall.
Protesters were seen celebrating in Dhaka on Monday as they climbed atop a statue of Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's father, state founder Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, and began chiseling away at the head with an axe. Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protests against job quotas and swelled into a movement demanding her downfall. Hasina had left the country for her own safety at the insistence of her family, her son told the BBC. The killings last week of two militant leaders in Beirut and Tehran attributed to Israel brought vows of revenge from Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah. But shops were open in Beirut on Monday and traffic was as snarled as ever. In Tel Aviv, cafes hummed with patrons and umbrellas sprout across crowded beaches. This is VOA News. As Israel braces for possible attacks by Iran and Hezbollah, families of Israeli hostages still held in Gaza warn time is running out. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials say hospitals have stopped functioning and are in urgent need of equipment. Khalil al-Dakran is the spokesperson for the health ministry in Gaza. He says there is an urgent need for beds, medicine, and medical supplies. More than 90% of Gaza's 2 million people have been displaced at least once and are spending the sweltering heat of the summer in tents with no air conditioning and few sanitation facilities. The fighting is showing no signs of letting up, and people on both sides see no hope for an end anytime soon. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United Nations said on Monday nine staff members of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, may have been involved in the October 7, 2023 Hamas terrorist attack on Israel and have been fired. Deputy spokesperson Farhan Haq referred the findings of the UN Office of Internal Oversight Services, which he said had completed an investigation into the alleged involvement of 19 UNRWA staff members in the attacks, two of whom have since died. Hawk said all the nine individuals who the investigation concluded may have been involved were men. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said on Monday there will be a standing army of specialist officers to help deal with street violence that's been sweeping the country. AP correspondent Charles Davidesma has more from London.
With reporters, the newly elected British Prime Minister underlined two further measures.
We'll ramp up criminal justice. There have already been hundreds of arrests. Some have appeared in court this morning. I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline.
Earlier on Monday, Starmer held an urgent meeting of the government's Emergency Response Committee, known as COBRA, to develop a response to the far-right violence across Britain, which he describes as mindless thuggery. Charles de la Desma, London.
Protests against hardship continued for a fifth day on Monday in several states in Nigeria, a day after the president urged an end to the demonstrations over the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Protesters marched along major roads in a few states, but in far smaller numbers compared to previous days. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.